Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of air related to Amazon FBA, parallel, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Tariq Berada, and he's the CEO of M19, which is a top solution out there when it comes to helping you with your PPC implementing AI. We know AI has been taking over and is something that's significantly affecting in a good way Amazon businesses. And today I want to talk about how AI is effectively helping a lot of sellers when it comes to evolving their PPC strategies. And on top of that, another topic I want to talk with Tariq is how you can leverage AMC with DSP, which is like the top next tier when it comes to, you know, really scaling your brand forward when it comes to Amazon. So Tariq, it's a pleasure to have you on board. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, Vincenzo. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you here. You know, when we first met, it's interesting. It was almost like 4 or 5 years ago. You're pretty much guys were getting started. I remember back then already, you know, people were talking about you guys and all the great things you guys were bringing to the space. And you guys have come so far to where you are right now. You're pretty much one of the top solutions out there when it comes to PPC. And I'm sure today you're going to be dropping a lot of gold nuggets, as I call them, when it comes to PPC. And I'm super, you know, excited to have you on board. So thank you for coming. And I guess to get started, you know, we could start with a quick intro by yourself. Just tell us a little bit about you, M19, and then let's dive into the topic. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. As you said, yeah, we met 4 or 5 years ago, if I can record. It was in London in an event. It was our beginning. So it was 4 or 5 years when we had our first customers running. So my background is engineering. So we started the company 5 years ago now. I used to work in the AdWords space and retargeting space in research and development. At that time, we were doing AI. It was not on Amazon, but it was on other algorithms. And the founding team, like Pascal, Francois, and me. So we saw the opportunity. We say, okay, there's... the AI was not as hype as now, but there was the Amazon advertising APIs that were open. We had an expertise, a knowledge of how to do algorithms and optimization. We say, okay, let's geek a bit and do the thing ourselves. And this is how we started.
Love it. Love it. So I guess, yeah, as a starting point, we could start with the AI, given that it's, you know, the pillar of M19. I think people, you know, especially in today's time, you know, they're asking themselves, you know, how AI is going to affect my business, specifically PPC. And I think given that you guys are super specialized when it comes to that, it would be great to start getting like an intro about, you know, how you are seeing within M19 and the overall Amazon space, how AI is, you know, being helping Amazon sellers optimize their PPC.
Before describing how we use how AI can be used in the PPC space, first I would like to just describe what are the different areas that are either AI or close to AI that people use to mix with AI. Mm-hmm. So what people have today in mind in AI is all these neural network and like ChatGPT like models that are text-based models that are able to understand and talk and interact like a human based on text. There are other versions that are based on sound images, but the biggest AI things that are hyping now are text-based. Yeah. So this is a massive area of AI. This is not the AI that we have been using for years now in M19. The AI we are using is machine learning. It's like statistics. Mm-hmm. The AI that is able to predict numbers to say, okay, if this user has is exposed to my product or to an ad, what is the likelihood that he will click or he will buy? So it's more computed probabilities to predict if an action will happen or not in the future. So this is what we call machine learning. It's, it's, let's say it, number.
It's using pure numbers, it's understanding numbers and making a decision based on them. Yeah.
Exactly. The ChatGPT, like, it is text-based, it's language, it's talking. Mm-hmm. So this, it hyped because it's easy for people to understand and to test. It's mass market AI that you can touch, anyone can touch pretty quickly. And there is all the big other piece that also people mix into AI, and a lot of tool providers claim to do AI, but they are only doing automation. So automation or rule-based, where you say, you tell a system what to do if he sees something. If you see that...
Based on KPIs, based on a number.
Yes, based on thresholds. So there's no intelligence there. It's the human intelligence that is injected into the system, and the system is just taking actions. You tell the system, if you see that my sales drop or I'm having clicks and no sales, do this action or reduce the bid, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So this is rule-based automation system. Which is not, can see it as artificial intelligence because
it's a hybrid, maybe. It's a hybrid. It's not pure AI.
It's a hybrid. But at the end, we don't care. Is it pure or not pure, hybrid or not?
Yeah.
As long as the result is good, this is what matters.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's an interesting thing that it's good that you clarify, because it's true. Like, sometimes people think that, you know, a certain rule setting, that's actually what defines AI when it comes to PPC, as an example. But yeah, sometimes it can go beyond that. It can. We haven't touched that topic yet, but I'm sure we're going to go into that, which is, you know, how AI can actually predict what is going to happen based on historical data, based on market dynamics, things like that. That actually adds that extra layer of what AI can add as from an analytical point of view. Right, only saying if the echoes is high, lower the bid, right? Which is very simplistic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the more we go, the more we see applications of AI going and solving the kind of autopilot thing by taking into account different inputs. So now it's pretty easy and common to solve what we call the bidding problem using machine learning. This is what we do. But what is not yet solved properly is the autopilot and the human that is steering the system that is doing the bidding. So in the future, we might see or we might not see an autopilot, like a ChatGPT, like a bot that is able to drop the strategy, because he knows the market. So he has access to the market data. So he sees the sales volume, how it's evolving in the category, each brand, how much it has, your unit in stock, your price, where you land in terms of price, what's the season, how your reviews are evolving in time, your conversion rate, your PPC performance, how much spend you can afford. This is basically the agency work. So what an agency is doing, we might expect some tool to be there to help as an autopilot, taking into account all these inputs. Like each second, he has new inputs, and taking that into account, it's like the context. You know, you have a context in ChatGPT, you describe things to him, then you start asking him the question, knowing the context. This is what will happen in the PPC space, where you give all the context. Mm-hmm. Basically, you just give it the connectors to get all this data, and then it will help say, okay, today or this minute or whatever, let's put this budget, let's push this ASIN and not the other one. This variation is maybe more profitable to push because it will also bring sales to the other variation within the parent, etc., etc. So in my opinion, the future if AI is more into this agency assistant, like you have either you are tech savvy enough and you can deal with this assistant directly, but I don't believe that we will be there, because we human, we always like to talk to people. So exactly. I'm not saying this because you are an agency owner.
No, because it's good that you bring that to the table, you know, because you know why? Because I've been seeing the space. A lot of people thinking that now a PPC can be fully automated too, without any single human involved. And when I hear that, I get concerned because that's where then brands start going sideways because they think it just, I connect an API and then I go to the beach and that's it. And we're not there. It might come. I agree. It might come, but we're not there yet. But the fact that some people think we're already there, that's when decision making can be, really affecting your business because you might think a solution is doing everything and you don't really need to do any rational thinking or actually draft the strategy in terms of this is my brand, where I want to go, what is the milestones I want to achieve, and how I draft that from the perspective of KPIs or rules to get to the AI so he can do that on my behalf, which is what you should be doing as of now to leverage those tools. But I feel when you think that everything can be solved for you and you can just relax, I feel that that's a wrong assumption that I feel can significantly affect brands. Because just to give an example, and I want to hear your take, there are certain type of reasoning that I feel you need to come up with that strategy. For example, when it comes to Amazon, you may make the decision that from my KPI perspective, you're willing to lose money because you want to have market control. You want to create awareness. You want to do certain strategies that are not driven by numbers, are driven from logical and branding thinking. And that kind of things, you know, it's tough to, an AI can come up with that kind of rational as of now. So I don't know if you agree as well with that kind of thought.
No, I completely agree. I'm even more radical than you into this because my experience into the space, I'm a geek. I come from the machine learning research and development hardcore like 6 or 7 years ago. And I was thinking that we can replace agencies with good software, with good automation. No, it's not because we have a good software. I think it's the case. You can ask other software providers and they will have cases like this where you have accounts and you can definitely run it 100% in autopilot. You just put a budget. If the software is able to do all the campaign creation, keyword harvesting, bidding, updating all the time, etc. There are different softwares that are able to do that. Whenever you have a software that is able to do that, you have a lot of example where you just take the account, plug it, put a number, a budget, a target ROAS, a target TACOS or whatever, and the tool can do all the work. But what I discovered is there are a lot of people that, even if they are very good brand owners, very good operators, that are not able to just read the numbers and interact with the software, even if the software is doing everything. They need a human to talk to ask questions, to say, okay, what we do next, what's the strategy, etc., etc. So this human layer that is helping have this critical thinking and just reading the figures and reading a software is still needed. Maybe in two generations where everybody will be very tech savvy, etc., it will be less needed. But now I saw a lot of situations where we need a human to help read, place the strategy, have the weekly, bi-weekly sessions to reassure or just to talk to. So it's needed. Even if the ChatGPT-like models will be super powerful to lay down strategies, accurate strategies to put in place, even the branding and awareness one that you described that is very hard also to put by AI. Even if we reach this level, I still think there is a human layer that will be still needed, that will be the agency work. The agency work will and focus will shift. It won't be the same
that
they will be doing, but it will be
More consultant. It will be more consultant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think as well, something that I come to realize, and this applies in all the areas of running a business. If you try to automate all the areas, and then you actually don't understand the fundamentals behind that specific area you're trying to automate, like in this case, PPC, I 100% agree with you. Like you then start receiving these numbers, these reports from the tools, and you don't even understand how that it relates to maybe the growth of the business or the profitability of the business, or are we actually shrinking? So many things that these numbers takes a lot of time for you to educate yourself and really understand what they translate into, because it's easy to just say, oh, I just need an ACoS of 20% and that's it. Yeah, but what does it mean for the growth of the business? What does it mean for the market share control? What does it mean from the perspective of awareness? What does it mean from so many verticals that goes beyond profitability? You know, I think that's something that as of now has to be done by a person. Now, talking about AI, other verticals that also been growing a lot in terms of awareness among ourselves is implementation of AMC and DSP, right? The reason why I found that super interesting is because finally it seems like we're using AMC, we can understand what the customer is doing before actually considering to the point to of buying a product and things within your brand, right? You can see the whole journey. You can see what I interact with, where they're coming from. You can finally understand the avatar from top to bottom, which is something we had for years now in Meta and Google, right? Finally, we have it. Now, the thing is, of course, there's some barriers of entry. Not everybody can leverage that, and we can briefly touch on that. But I would like to hear from Rosal, like, what are some of the, like, real opportunities you are seeing already in terms of AMC, DSP kind of formula? And where do you think we're heading with that in terms of getting this extra insight from Amazon?
Yeah. So this is a massive breakthrough into the Amazon advertising space, because it's the first data that is event level. Wherever you go into the advertising API or format, whatever, you have always data that is grouped, that is aggregated at day level. You don't have the event or the user. And even with the hourly data through Stream that was released 2 years ago, it was to the hour. You don't have the event and the user. Amazon Marketing Cloud is the first to give us the data for each event. There is an impression, there is a click, you know, who the user, not the name, because we don't care about the name and the address. Yeah. It's more, it's a user. It has a number. He clicked on this ad. Then you can track this user, what he's doing, what's his journey, as you shared. So the first thing is we can do whatever we want as analysis, because we have access to this most granular possible data. The cool thing is, and also there's positive and frustration, because for me, someone who is implementing operational tools, I always want to have the data and be able to act on it. I don't like only to read the data, exactly, because it's nice to be able to analyze and understand what's happening. But if you give me the option to know what's happening at user level or at the journey level, and they cannot act on it, and so what? You are just creating frustration. You are telling me, for example, the users that are clicking, I'm creating this, that are interacting with my ads in the early mornings, they tend to have a higher conversion rate, or they are more profitable to for me to do ads on later, or they do more click and buy, not click and save, how do you call it? The subscribe?
Subscribe and save. Yeah.
But if I cannot act on them, so I cannot do any sponsored product campaign where I target this specific pool of users, because I don't have access to AMC audiences in sponsored products or sponsored brand or sponsored display. So this is the frustration. We have a lot of analysis, so we are able to create audiences, because it's basically you have user level data, which means you can create audiences. You can group users between them, because you cannot target a user. Whenever the audience is becoming very small, Amazon blocks you from reading the data and from using it. But the cool thing is, and this is what convinced us to move into DSP, because we were very reluctant to go into the DSP, is the ability to create DSP campaigns based on the audience that you analyze and that you define into AMC. One use case for it that is pretty obvious is whatever you do on sponsored product, you are able to isolate these populations and give them a special treatment. Let's say you have a branding campaign on sponsored brand and a performance campaign on sponsored product. So I can create the pool of users that have been exposed to the branding campaign, to the performance campaign, and to both. So now I have three segments, three groups, three audiences. Yeah. And these three audiences, I can create DSP campaigns that are tailored mm-hmm. for them. Or I can do the three of them. So at least I have this option. The other crazy thing that is now possible to do, I never heard someone talking about that. Maybe because it's new and because maybe not everybody cares, is now we are also able to measure incrementality of DSP on top of sponsored ads.
Yeah.
Because
whenever, this is huge, actually. It's huge, but I would like to hear your take on that. Yeah.
So now that we can create user audiences, we can easily or not. It's a bit a small hack.
You need to
You can now all your users that are exposed to your ads, because you have access to them through AMC, you can split them into populations. So you can create two populations in AMC where you split. You find, if you can, I can. If someone is interested, I can help into that. But you can find a way to split randomly all your users in AMC. Whenever you are able to do that, you will tag these two populations, A and B. Then you can run all your DSP campaigns only on users of population A. So it's a random split. So it's a random half of your users.
It's a split test.
Yeah. It's a split test, at proper split test, based on users. So A, your users in A are exposed to DSP and sponsored ads, and users in B, they have only sponsored ads. So then you let all this run, then you go back to AMC and you measure. So you say, okay, let me look at my sponsored ads and total revenue on users on A and B. Let me look at my cost of advertising. A, my cost of advertising is DSP and sponsored ads. In B, my cost of advertising is only sponsored ads. Then you create your own tacos. It's not a tacos, but you call it whatever you want. You look at your ads cost, taking into account DSP where it's live compared to the revenue. So you will see your cost of sale in these two populations. We will look at your ads and how much sales they generate. You will see if you have more sales in the population A where you have DSP live, and you will see how much is it costing you.
Yeah.
So far, we did the test properly on two accounts, one big advertiser and one medium advertiser. The medium weren't able to have significant result to assess anything. So I think the budget were not high enough. The second one, we weren't able to have significant result because when the DSP budget was less than, I think, 7%, it's at 7% that we started seeing significant result. Less than 7% of your ads sponsor budget. Yes, it's DSP. It was pretty noisy. When we start being in the 10-15%, we were able to see a bump.
Interesting.
In sponsored sales with similar total ROAS, which is taking into account the two ads. So again, it's a test. We did it on two accounts. One it was significant, one is medium. So it's hard for me to assess that by the figures that DSP is incremental. I'm not saying that DSP is not incremental, but what I'm saying is, at least our attempts to measure incrementality, we have a lot of people willing to test. It's more us that are not taking in the test because it requires a lot of manual setup, and we are still building the automation piece of AMC and DSP. But I'm sure in like 3 to 6 months, I will be more confident in sharing like a higher number of tests with what happens, how incremental DSP is or not, because I don't think that it's incremental everywhere. And I don't think
I love it. I think this feature, just to help you build on top of that, I'm seeing similar figures, you know. We do DSP as well, and when we go over 10%, we also see a significant uplift in terms of improvement. And it's something that I've actually been sharing with other people in the community. But I think with this new way of quantifying DSP, I think, first of all, that's very good news for sellers, because before, DSP was kind of like a black box. You didn't know what actually was doing for your business. You were putting money into it, and you were hoping it was going to bring you sales, right? Now you can quantify your efforts, which is very important as a business owner. You want to know, you know, what is that doing to your business? So I think, you know, that's, I think, one of the best things that MC has released so far, because I feel now being able to really dissect your business from top to bottom, you can be more strategic in terms of where you put your budget to get the best return on your investment. And I think what you briefly mentioned at the beginning, which is creating audiences, that's gold. Imagine once you have plenty of data, you identify the perfect avatar that based on specific type of behavior that's repetitive across multiple people, is actually the amount of, is the type of client that spend the most money with you. I mean, you have essentially the key now to success. You know exactly who buys from you in the most efficient way. So now it's just from your side to strategically leverage that and put it into work, you know, from an ads perspective. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still painful to operate, because I did myself the operational work into the DSP space. And either M19 or other software, there's a lot of room to go for there, because it's
a blue ocean as of now, because there is a lot of complexity. I agree, it's not something that you can watch a YouTube video and do it. You need an expert to actually do it on your behalf, which is what actually takes me to one of my final questions when it comes to MC. Like, as of now, there is some criteria you have to follow to get access to it. You have to be having a DSP, either seat or have a partner that does DSP for you. I know they're just rolling out a beta for people, sponsor ads as well. But do you see MC being something that everybody's going to have access in the coming months or years? Or you feel this is going to stay only for enterprise brands as of now? What do you think?
You almost answered the question yourself. Yes, there is a beta that is running where they open instances for only sponsored ads sellers. We are into this beta, and Amazon is asking us to enroll the maximum accounts there. So yes, it's going into, they want to make it available for everybody. But honestly, and this is my feedback for Amazon on this beta, is I don't really see it's the complexity of doing AMC properly and not acting on it. It's not worth it if you are not planning to do DSP. So for small sellers, I won't really bother. There are way more other things that are more profitable and quick wins, just working on the listing, pricing, PPC, rather than going into the deep AMC stuff, because you won't be able to properly act on it. It's still very oriented into advertising, and advertising is sponsored ads and DSP. So the trend is going, Amazon is opening it for everybody. I think it will be to everybody. There will be more self-service and already built-in dashboards that are pulling this data and getting some reports and analysis. But my personal point of view is, as long as there is no bridge with sponsored ads, the same as the one that is in DSP, taking off. So
yeah, of course. So to conclude, what is, you will say, the minimum spend, if you can share a bandwidth, people should be doing for actually MC DSP being meaningful for their business? Have you identified a threshold?
Yeah, I would say if your spend is lower than 40-50K a month, don't consider going into the DSP space.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Parry.
Unless the software space is making it more affordable. It's like sponsored display style,
exactly.
With a couple of clicks, you don't need an expert to do it. You can test with it. So unless it's this, if you don't have 40-50K, don't go for it.
Awesome, Tariq. So other than that, I mean, as I expected, very insightful conversation. I appreciate your tips and all the strategies. So I'm sure people may want to reach out to you, M19, to figure out, you know, how you guys can bring more value to the Amazon business. So how people can find you?
My email is Tariq at M19.com or our website, M19.com.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to put it down in the notes. So. Yeah, so people can reach out, okay? Other than that, Tariq, pleasure. Looking forward to see your upcoming events. And yeah, have a nice one, yeah? Take care, bro.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.